Parshas Tetzaveh usually comes out always around Zayin Adar, Yoyim Petiras Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoyim Histalkus Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu Taka is Ne'elam, Nistalek, not mentioned. The emissaries Moshe Rabbeinu asked, it's in next week's Parsha, Kisiso, Mecheini Nomi Sifracha. So there's a famous mashal that the Pshat is the Eibishter was Nochis to Moshe Rabbeinu's request, Mecheini Nomi Sifracha. Not from the entire Chamisha Chamisha Torah, but that yes, that there should be a parsha without Moshe Rabbeinu's name. I'm not talking about Bereishis Noach Lech Lecha, that's like he hasn't come on to the scene yet. But if there's going to be a parsha without Moshe Rabbeinu's name, which should it be? So the Eibishter was Doiche, it's like a mashal of a king that had to give a punishment to his notin, to someone that was in his kingdom. He keeps on pushing it off. If the Gezerah happens in Parshas Kisisa and you're pushing it off, ultimately, the last time to push it off is Tetzaveh. After Tetzaveh comes Kisisa again. So then it wouldn't be negated to push it off any further than that. So the Kiyam of Mecheni Nomi Sifrecha is in Parshas Tetzaveh. Although actually, Parshas Mishpatim also, if you hold that Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kisal Im Kesef Talveh, it's two different Parshas, the Chinuch Sefer HaChinuch breaks up Mishpatim, and Im Kesef Talveh as two different parshiyos, so then, in fact, Parshas Mishpatim also doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Im Kesef Talveh does, at the end of Mishpatim, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is mentioned, but not in the first half of Mishpatim. There's also a diak that it says, Mecheni Nami Sifrecha. Sifrecha is Sefer Chaf, from the 20th parsha in the Torah, which is Tetzaveh. But again, if Mishpatim is two parshiyos, then Truma is the 20th parsha. There's another remez, that Parshas Tetzaveh has 101 psukim. 101 is a remez for Moshe Rabbeinu's hidden chelik of his name. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe is spelled Mem, but Mem is Mem Mem. Shin is Shin Yud Nun. And Hey Aleph, not counting the actual letters Mem, Shin, and Hey, the hidden, the pnimi letters of spelling out the name B'miluya is Me'ayin, Mem Yud Nun Aleph. Me'ayin, Me'ayin Yovei Ezri. Me'ayin is an expression in Kabbalah of the hidden part. The hidden part of Moshe Rabbeinu is Nirmaz in the parasha, 101 Psukim, Keneged Me'ayin, Keneged Moshe Rabbeinu's Me'ayin. And Bechlal, we said that it's the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, Zayin Adar, and Haman was all excited when he saw that the Gezeirah is going to be an Adar, but that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. But he was Lo Yada, he didn't know that. There's the Lo Yada of Moshe, the Lo Yada that he was also born, the Lo Yada of the Fakir, that the Me'ayin of Moshe is, does exist. There's a Chassidish Vart from Rabbi Chanoi Chanach Me'Alexander. He said, what's the pshat that in Tetzaveh Moshe Rabbeinu was not mentioned? The parasha talks about Shem and Zay Yizoch. You know when a Talmud is Shem and Zay Yizoch, when he's pure and clear, without any unfiltered and any other issues? When his Rebbe's not standing there in front of him, and he's still able to know Lahalois Ner Tamid. Even though a lot of times you have yeshivas where there are certain yeshivas where there's a very stark, in Hebrew, so we say mishtar, meaning very, very strict, what's the word?
Proposition?
No. Tendency, very, very makpid. Every bocher, every first year bocher at least gets kicked out three times forever for coming past Baruch Shomer. You get back in afterwards, but there's a, if by Chanukah you weren't kicked out three times for not being there by Baruch Shomer, so. But then they say, but what's going to be? You're going to become a Yigaman. Then the Rosh Hashiva is not going to be there anymore. Then what are you going to do? The godless is even when the Moshe Rabbeinu was not there to continue being Lahalo Sner Tamid. Now, we have, besides the menorah, we have, of course, the big day, Kahuna. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam actually counts big day Kahuna as one of the mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't. This is probably Lishitose. We spoke to the previous week. The Rambam says that the clay HaMikdash are part of the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban says that they are separate part of the mitzvahs that you do. Shulchan is part of the mitzvah of Lechem Aponim. Menorah is part of the mitzvah of Adlokas Neiris. And now similarly, Big Day Kahuna, the Rambam counts Big Day Kahuna as a separate mitzvah. The Ramban doesn't. He says it's just part of the mitzvah of the Avodah Shel HaMikdash. If not, he says maybe there should be three mitzvahs. Big Day Kohen Gadol, Big Day Kohen Hedyot, and separately Big Day Kohen Gadol of Big Day Lovan. We know that Big Day, Kohen Head, you know, four begadim. It's not even so hard or complex to get the concept going. It's a hat, a jacket, a pants, and a belt, right? Michnasayim, Mitznefes, Avnet, and Kesoynes. That's the four. Those are the Arba Big Day, Kohen Head. Those are actually the Arba begadim that a Kohen Gadol wears, Big Day Lovan Yom Kippur. what the Kohen Gadol has the rest of the year is another four, a tzitz, eifoid, chayshin, and me'il. Now there's a machlokes in the sugya in Yuma, the big day kahuna in the Kohen Gadol's begadim for sure had shatnez. Quite a few of the begadim had shatnez, tzemer, and pishtim yachav. But what about the begad of the Kohen Hedid? Now let's get something straight. The mechnasayim, mitznefes, and ksoynes, the jacket, hat, and pants, if you will, are made out of pishtim. The only thing on the discussion is the avne, the belt, the gartel. This avne by a Kohen Hedid, there's a machloikis tanoyim, amiroyim, big sugi yuma. Was it made out of shatnez or not? There's one man there that says, no, a Kohen Hedid did not have any shatnez in his big day kahuna. All four begadim were made out of pishtim, butz, which is pishtim. And the other man says, no, the avnet of the Kohen Hedid was in fact made out of shatnez. Now, the Kohen Gadol Avada was made out of shatnez. The avnet of the Kohen Gadol was shatnez as well as a few other begadim. On the other hand, this is where it gets confusing, the Kohen Gadol's begadim on Yom Kippur, the Arba begadim, the big day lavan that he did for the special Avodas Yom Kippur, were for sure not made out of shatnez. That's not under discussion. Again, and if you want to focus on the avnet specifically, the avnet of the Kohen Gadol of the Shemoyne begadim, Vaday was shatnez. The avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Vaday wasn't. The avne of your Kohen Hedyot is a machlaikis. And the Gemara asks in Yuma, Akasha, what do you do, the Gemara says, in Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol suddenly finds himself puzzled, Tomei, he dies, or various other sibus why he's not able to be able to continue the Avoida, you have to upgrade a different Kohen Hedyot who was not yet a Kohen Gadol and turn him into a Kohen Gadol on the spot on Yom Kippur. The Gemara asks, Vame Mechan Chenoisei, how will he suddenly be heralded in to become a Kohen Gadol? What is he going to do? Now, normally a Kohen Gadol, barring the Shem and Mishra issue, what you would do is you put him on the Shemayne Begadim. Only a Kohen Gadol wears Shemayne Begadim. But, Fregs the Gemara in Yuma, what if it's in the middle of the Avodah Yom Kippurim, but we're actually up to a stage in the Avodah that we're up to the Big Day Lavan? If you know the way it worked was, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it would be Zav, Lavan, Zav, Lavan, Zav. He would start the Karban Tamid with Big Day Zav, Shemayne Begadim, switch to Big Day Lavan, and actually do Kimat everything that he did on Yom Kippur special, the Ketiris and the Dam, and all that, switch back to Big Day Zav and do a few more Karbanis Musif, switch back to Big Day Lavan a second time, Sacha Kol to do Hoitzos Kaf Umachta, and then switch back one third time to do Big Day Zav. So that was the Seder Advam, Zav, Lavan, Zav, Lavan, Zav. But what if you are up to the Kohen Gadol's Seder Ayoyim of Lavan, you're in the middle of the Avoidus Yom HaKippurim, and the Kohen Gadol is out kaput, so you're going Tomei or gone or whatever, ran away, you're looking for a new Kohen Gadol, how are you going to herald in his Kohen Gadol? You're not going to put him on Shemayim Begadim. That's not what they're up to. They're up to a Big Day Lovin' thing. Elamai, he'll wear the special Kohen Gadol like a Big Day Lovin'. They look exactly like Big Day Kohen Hedid. Friends, the Gemara. Bish lame if Kohen Hedid Alan Teg Fanagans Yor is made out of shatnez. So here, he's different. He's wearing an avnet of butz, of pishtan. But if the Kohen Gadol, anyways, if the Kohen Hedid a whole year is also pishtan, it's the exact same thing. So one option is that he should put on Shemayim Begadim, go on to the Mizbech and just turn over some mahapach betzinura. Another pshat is that his avoid is mechanachim, but this has to do with that avni thing. The achroinim asked that l'chore, if you really want to get involved on nuances, there are maybe other chalukim. Could be the Kohen Gadol's ksoinus was tashbeitz, a certain form of weaving, and the Kohen Hedyot wasn't. Also in the hat, it's all in the hat. The mitznefes and the mekbas could be was chuluk from a Kohen Hedyot to a Kohen Gadol, to the extent that maybe that should be itself the chiluk. Although there's a chap, the reason why the Kohen Gadol's hat looks different, it's both a turban, and the reason the Kohen Gadol looks different is because you have to save room for the tzitz and for tefillin, as opposed to the Kohen Hedid only needs tefillin and not tzitz. Maybe the Kohen Gadol's Yom Kippur one doesn't need tzitz or tefillin anyways, so then no reason why it shouldn't look like the Kohen Hedid's one. So maybe in that form it could be the same. That's from Hashmoyis of the Gemara. Now there's a Gemara in two places, in Erech and Daf Tezayin, and also in Pesach in Zvach and Daf Peches. The Gemara, the exact same Gemara, says Omer of Eini Bar Sosoin. Why is there a smichus between the Parshas Karbonis and the Parshas Big Day Kahuna? What's the smichus? So actually, it's a machlokes whether it's referring to Parshas Tetzaveh, our Parsha, that the first half of the Parsha talks about Big Day Kahuna, and then the second half of the Parsha talks about the Karbonis of the Shivas Yimei Miluyim. Or rather, it's referring to Parshas Tzav, where Parshas Tzav actually first it says Karbonis, and then it goes into the Big Day Kahuna again. There might be a shinoi then. In one place, the Gemara says, Lama nismacha Karbonis, the Big Day Kahuna. And the other Gemara, Erech, and it's Lama Nispacha, Big Day Kahuna, the Karbonis. But either way, the Gemara gives the same answer. L'lametcho, ma Karbonis mechaperin, af Big Day Kahuna mechaperin. Just like Karbonis amechaper, Big Day Kahuna amechaper as well. And the Gemara goes through all eight begadim of Kohen Gadol, and Yesh Lodim, maybe only the Kohen Gadol's begadim amechaper. Yesh Lodim does it. Maybe only the Kohen Gadol's begadim, not Kohen Hedis, but the Kohen Gadol's begadim that amechaper We'll go through the list. The Gemara says the Ksoines is Mechaper on Shvichas Domin. Similar to Remes, because it says by the Yosef and the brothers, Vayishchutu Sir Izan Vayitpulu Asa Ksoines Badam. Mechnasayim is Al Gili Arayis. It's Mechasa the Erva. Mitznefes is up on the head, is Filgase Haruach, Fagaiva. Avnet is Mechaper on Hirur Halev, because it's next to the heart. Choshen is Mechaper on Dinin. Eifoid is Mechaper on Avoid Zara. The Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara, because it makes noise with the Pamoinim and the Rimen. Dover Shebekoil, Mechaper Al Koil. And the Tzitz is Mechaper on Azus Ponim. The Ketzara, that's the eight things that the Gemara says, the Godama Mechaper. The Gemara has no problem with this, so the Gemara stalls on two. Only two of these eight things. The Gemara says, Shvichas Domim, you're telling me, what was Mechaper for Shvichas Domim? The Ksoines. For the Gemara, Shvichas Domim, we know Egla Rufa is Mechaper for Shvichas Domim. To which the Gemara answers, no. Hadi Yodaman Katli, when you know who the murderer is, then the Ksoines is Mechaper. Egla Rufa is set aside for when you don't know who the murderer is. And then again, the Gemara asks, on Lashon Hara, it was mentioned that the Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. In fact, the Gemara, the Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Ketoires is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. To which the Gemara answers, like Kasha HaBitzina HaBifahesia, Bitzina, inside, Lashon Hara Bitzina, the Ketoires, Bifnai Bifnim, is Mechaper. Farhesia, the Me'il is Mechaper. Now it's interesting, the Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. The Al Shech HaKadosh over here in the Parsha talks about Lashon Hara Taka, and he talks about how the Me'il is Mechaper. And he says it's interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked the Chochmasi that he gave a person one mouth and two eyes. One mouth and two eyes. He says that's a remes b'shmiras halashon. You should talk about only about half of what you see. You don't talk as much as you see. Don't talk as much as you see. You should limit what you're talking about. He says that lagabi the me'il. So we have this idea that the begadim are mechaper. But now it's also that the begadim are a chelik of the avoida. And as a matter of fact, the Gemara says in Zvachim that the Kohen must wear these begadim. If he's not wearing the begadim, he's not able to do avoida. This is true sai of a Kohen gadol and sai of a Kohen hedid. As a matter of fact, there's also a din of yitter begadim, or chisur begadim. The Kohen hedid must wear four begadim. If he wears the shemayna begadim of the Kohen gadol, pasul. If the Kohen gadol wears the four begadim of the Kohen hedid, pasul. Could be even chayiv misa, doing avoida as such. But not only just swapping the Kohen hedid doing with eight and the Kohen gadol doing with four. You're bechlal not allowed to wear an extra beged. You can't wear an extra sweatshirt, eyeglasses, or I'm not sure about contact lenses. You're not allowed to wear anything extra. Now the Gemara says that these begadim are lechavad ulusafaris. The Rambam writes that the big tikkun have to be lechavad ulusafaris. They shouldn't be too long or too short and ripped and crumpled. And it's interesting when he says that they shouldn't be too long. Pashlis is felt and covered in safaris. Although other Rishonim learn that no, if the begadim are too short, besides that it's not covered in tefaris, that also might already be a gedder of mechusar begadim. That's a big difference than yichayev misa or yitter begadim. Now, there's a famous chakir, Rav Yosef Engel. He's the mother of the shmites of all the famous chakiris, a lot of them are upon him. Rav Yosef Engel, in Asman Deraisa, he clears an interesting shayla. Is big de kahuna a din of the gavra or a din of the chefta? Now, that's cute, but let me explain. A kohen hedid wants to do avoida. Now, if he's wearing, I'm not going to say t-shirt and jeans, I'm saying, but if he's wearing a suit, a shirt and pants, shivish, he's not going to do avoida. He has to wear big de kahuna. Now, what's the pshat? Is that a din in the gavra that a kohen that's not wearing big de kahuna is not the Loshan al Gemara. He's a czar. Ain begadov aleim, ain kahuna aleim. He's not a kohen. He's as much not a kohen as a czar. Oh no, a totally different shot. It's a din in the avoida. The avoida needs to be done with someone wearing big de kahuna. The heft of the avoida requires big de kahuna. An afkamini would be by a bummer. You know, a bummer doesn't need a kohen. A bummer, avoida ksheira. You got that pair? Avoida ksheira, bizarre. It's the last parak in Zvachim. Second to last parak. Avoida in the Bama is Kshera, bizarre. You don't need a Kohen. Yet there's a Havamina in the Gemara. The Maskana we don't, but the Maskana, there's a Havamina. Then you need Big Day Kahuna. What would that mean? Who would wear the Big Day Kahuna? Obviously anyone. But what would be the need for Big Day Kahuna if you don't need a Kohen? Because there would be a din that Avoida needs Big Day Kahuna. Now, grada by Bama, the Maskana, you don't. A Zara is good. And you also don't. No, I don't know about the t-shirt and the jeans, but you don't need Kohen and you don't need Big Day Kahuna. But the nekuda that you would have needed big dekuna, and the fiemis that you do it, is it din in the gavra or din in the chefta? You know, the Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Vav brings a whole bunch of yalfusas that bas koyin, noshim, are not kosher for certain things. And bas koyin is not kosher for tenufa and zrika and kabbalah. Look, it goes through a whole list of avoidas. Frektosis. Most of them, the drosh is b'nei aron v'lei b'nei saron. Asugi aruchim, Kedushin, daf, Lamed Vav. Frektosis, over there in Kedushin. Why do we need the alfusa that Yimamai, b'nei Aaron, v'loi b'nei Aaron? Anyway, she wouldn't be able to avoid it. She doesn't have bigde kahuna. So what were you thinking anyways? Why do you need a mi'it, b'nei Aaron, v'loi b'nei Aaron? Emphatosis to terutzi. One teretz is, no, she would wear the begadim. In this half, she would wear the begadim, and still she's in smite, because b'nei Aaron, v'loi b'nei Aaron. And the second teretz says, no, he says, maybe she wouldn't need begadim. A kohen needs begadim. If a bas kohen would be doing avoda, at kama that it would be true that she's not in a smite, it would be able to be done without begadim. Where's the begadim? Teretz says, that teretz holds begadim is only a din in the kohen, but if she doesn't need begadim as such, so she's kohunasa aleha, even without begadim. Now, as mentioned, there are shatness in the bigde kohuna. The bigde kohen gadol certainly has shatness. Bigde kohen hedir is a machlokes, but if there is shatness, it's only and specifically in the avnate. Now, let's assume there is shatness in the avnate. So there's a machlokes, Rambam and Ravid. Sai in Hilchas Kleya Mikdosh, Perak Ches, Halach Yid Aleph and Yud Beis, and again, repeated in Hilchas Kleyim, in Zroim, Rambam Zroim, Hilchas Kleyim, Perak Yud, Halach Alamed Beis, at the end of Hilchas Kleyim. The Rambam says that Kehanim could only wear the begadim with Shanis, B'Shas Avoida. Once it's Shalei B'Shas Avoida, they must immediately take it off. And the Rav in both places argues and says no. And what's classic, that the Shagas Aryeh, and many Achraim in the Beis Halevi also, this is a huge topic, we're just touching it, that it's L'chayr, the Sherish of the Machalikas is it Hutra or Dchuya? Is it Hutra or Dchuya, the idea of Klai in the Big Day Kahuna? Whether Yimamish in a rush have to take it off or not. One of the Kashas, the Achroinim ask, is it says that when they would do the pious, before the Tamid, they would have a pious. All the Kahana would stand around in a circle. Each of them would stick out a finger and they would count and pick a large number larger than the entire circle. And, you know, you have to keep track who you started from. You would have to keep track who you started from. But one of the kahana would take his hat off, his mitznefes, and they would know they started from him, and that's how it would count. Gevald, but he's still wearing the avnet, and the avnet is klein. The Shagasari wants to say in a chanami, that Bryce is going like the man of the avnet wasn't klein. In fact, if the man of the avnet was klein, probably it would be better off to take the avnet off. Because you only want to, maybe even if you want to say pais is tzarech avoyda, but not, you know, not with your hat off. Probably like the man of the avnet is shanis, it would be better to take the avnet off and not the hat off. Now, the begadim are made, of course, out of tzemer. Some of the begadim of the Big Day Kohen Gadol upon them are made out of tzemer, various colors of tzemer. Tzemer that is colored tcheles, argamon, and telashani. What does tcheles come from? By the Big Day Kahuna. What? What? It comes from the chilazan, Yeshua? No, does it come from the chilazan?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, it's not so posh. By tzitzis, we know there's a din of tcheles, and tcheles by tzitzis comes from the chilazon. Where the tcheles of big tikkun and mamish needs chilazon is not posh. And of course, you're referring to something else, that it's not posh what a chilazon is. But the question is, there was something called kala ilon. Kala ilon is a plant. It's certainly not good for tcheles, although it was much cheaper, and that was the chashash in the Gemara Menachos, that people were using kala ilon for their tcheles. But in big tikkun, most Rishonim has to be from a davar haba min achai. The question is, if it's kosher, because l'chayra there's a din that we should only make mitzvahs and begadim and things out of things that are kosher. Is chilazon kosher? Is telas shani kosher? This is negay also in next week's parsha when it talks about mor deror, about taking mor, which is one of the ingredients for Shemana Mishkan, for Ketoris. The Rambam says mor is blood from a certain chaya behodu. And the Ravid right away says, but it's not kosher. You're only allowed to use things that are kosher. Is telas kosher? As a matter of fact, silk, Rabbeinu Bechai writes, we don't use silk in the Big Day Kahuna because it comes from a worm and that's not kosher. But we do use silk in our Batei Knesset, Fregim Dachroinim. They used to have like silk paroikas and things like that. What is the guidelines for this thing, whether you're allowed to use kosher or non-kosher things? Now, one of the makaris that needs to be kosher is because it says by tefillin, minamutr beficha. Minamutr beficha, that has to be only something that you could eat. And this is a huge topic. I'll throw you a few interesting bits of information. First of all, shofar. Does shofar have to be from a kosher animal? Oh yeah, where does it say? Does a shofar have to be from a kosher animal? The Magen Avraham brings that an issue about it, but it's not so pashut. What about the wall of your sukkah? The wall of your sukkah can be made out of an elephant. Mm-hmm. It's a Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so but elephants aren't kosher. Last I heard, so
yeah, the wall, what's the
wall? Also, the walls don't have to have mutter beficha. Why not? There was a shaila the night of Yehuda that someone wanted to make the dyoi of the bottom of the tefillin. The dyoi of the bottom of the tefillin, and he did some research about what the chemical ingredients is, and he found out actually that among various ingredients they were using for the dyoi of the bottom of the tefillin was from bones of an elephant. And someone made a big rash, was, hey, you know, it was all against the, it's not kosher and this. And then he said, Chazusalav Milsa, and it became into a whole thing. But let me tell you a klal. If there's going to be a rule that something has to be only from a kosher animal, it's only true is if it has to be from an animal. If it has to be from an animal, then it has to be a kosher one. But the wool of your sukkah doesn't have to be from an animal. It could be sticks and stones and all kind of other things. So let it also be an animal. It's only when it has to come from an animal, like your shayfer, then we have to maybe be makpid that it should be from a kosher one. Although this also is not pashut and it's subject to discussion. We have the Avnei HaChoshen. And it's a big machlokes is how we set up the Avnei HaChoshen. But L'chairul Esman, the public, that the Avnei HaChoshen also had the names of the Shvatim on the Avonim. It had the names of the Shvatim and the Avonim. And actually the Avnei HaChoshen had a matara that if when there was Ruach HaKodesh and Urim Betumim, maybe only in the first place of English, but there was Urim Betumim and Ruach HaKodesh in the Avnei HaChoshen, the Avonim would light up with the names, with the letters, like Chana and Eli saw that Shikaira, and really it said Kishera or Kisara, but he saw Shikaira. You would see the letters light up, and that was the way you were able to be Shoyal with the Urim V'tumim, because it had the names. Now, it said Avad on the Avnei HaChoshen, the names of Bnei Yisrael, meaning the Oidem had Reuven, and then Pitada had, some say Shimon, that's a good guess, but actually some say it went that way and Pitha maybe would be Yehuda. It's not so poshut. I know that Oidim was Reuven and Yoshpeh was Binyamin. After that, it's a big machlokes Rishonim. But yes, the names of the Shvatim, including Levi and Yosef, not Menashe and Ephraim, are on the stones. Let's assume Tarshish Shoyham Yoshpeh. Shoyham was Yosef. There's a lot of rise that Yosef is a much more kloliestika Musig of a Shevet. He's even considered a little bit of an Av. We spoke about it. He was supposed to have 12 Shvatim. Yotza Esa Tipois Mibein Zrayi Yodov. And he only ends up having 2 Menashe and Ephraim. Fascinating, there's Avnei Shoyham on the Ephod that have all the names of the Shvatim. And who's there was the Avnei Shoyham. But who was the Shoyham stone on Choshen? Yosef. Yosef Aistais is more of a Kloliestika Yecholis. Now, the Gemara is Mavur, though, in Yuma, that besides saying the names of the Shvatim, it also said Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Shiftei Ka or Shiftei Yeshurim. Many Rishonim learn. Actually, let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam learns that on Reuven's stone, it also said Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov. I don't know if it said the Vav, but that's what he says. He says on Reuven's sign, it said Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov. And on Binyamin's stone, it said Shiftei Ka. But the Balaturim here, Rabbeinu Bechai, and many Rishonim know that there was a system that every stone should have 6 letters, and therefore it was with a surplus that Reuven already has 5 letters. So Reuven had an Aleph for Avram, Shimon already 5 letters, had a Beis for Avram, Levi, who only has 3 letters, has Resh Hey Mem for Avram, and then onwards and onwards until you get the Shifti Yeshurun, Binyamin being 6 letter name, not having any of that. And that's how the letters were set up. Now there's an interesting Gemara in Yuma, that Ayin Gimel. The Gemara says that the letters would light up and be able to tell you a message about the whatever the Ruach HaKodesh with the Urim Betum wanted to tell you. Now, if you go through the Shvatim's names, it's Bavust. If you go through the whole Shvatim's names, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, V'chulei, what letters are missing? How many letters are missing that aren't found in the Shvatim's names? There are 4 letters missing that are not in any of the Shvatim's names. Ches, Tes, Tzadi, and Kuf. It's a famous medrash that Yaakov Avinu looked at the Shvatim and he wanted to be Megal of the Kates. But he looked at the names of the Shvatim and he didn't see Kates. There was no Kuf. No Kuf. You found the Kuf? No Kuf. No Kuf in any of the names of the Shvatim. And no Tzadi, so he didn't see the Kates. And he got worried, maybe they have Chet. But he looked and they didn't have Chet either. So this is pretty much set up. You can look at it. The names of the Shvatim are missing. Ches, Tes, Tzadi, and Kuf. And there's a very interesting Gemara. Numedaf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara of Ayin Gimel says that the names of the Shvatim are on the stones and they would light up and freck the Gemara. But there's no Tzadi. That's the Gemara's kasha. Is that the kasha you would ask first?
Yitzchak.
1 second. The names of the Shvatim. I'm not up to it yet. 1 second. Right now we just have the Shvatim. That's very good. But right now we just have the names of the Shvatim. That's the Gemara I'm doing. But the Gemara starts off that it just says the names of the Shvatim. Now again, I prefaced it. What letters are missing by the Shvatim? Ches, Tes, Tzadi, Kuf, L'chara. Which question should you ask first? Ches, right? That comes first. Right. Yitzchok. I know, one second. Which question should you ask first? Ches, or Tes, right? The Gemara actually asks, but there's no Tzadi. Okay. And the Gemara says, no, it said Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Either on Reuven stone or agglomerate and all the stones. Now, Grada, Yitzchok, does cover us for the Ches, and does cover us for the Kuf. I know. But it's interesting, the Gemara's Kasha was on the Tzadi. What does the Gemara answer? Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Why didn't it ask from the Ches and the Kuf? From the Ches, is very annoying. But the Gemara asked Tzadi, and what did it answer? Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Fratima was still missing a Tess. We're still missing a Tess. There's no Tess, even after you have all the Shvatim, and you have all the Avos, you're still missing a Tess. So the Gemara answers, I know I said it, the Gemara answers, it also said, Shiftei Yishurun, or Shiftei Ka, Ikaris that there's a Tess in Shiftei. Now we have all the letters. Frektim Arsha, and all the Achranim there, but why did it ask from the Ches first? Didn't it ask from the Ches first? So there's a famous Mahalach from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says, he says, the Pasuk says, V'ho'avonim tia al Shmois B'nei Yisrael. The stones should be on the names of B'nei Yisrael. The Chasam Sofer says, that could be explained to mean that maybe on every one of the stones, it actually, besides that it said the Shvatim's names, it also said the name of the stone. Like on the pit of the stone, it said, Pitida, Pei, Tes, Dalet, Hei, and Ruvain. And on the, what's the next stone? Oh, Oidem, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're looking at me. Oidem. On the Oidem stone, it said Aleph, Dalet, Mem, of course, but then on the pit of the stone. Now, if every stone said the names of the Shvatim and the names of the stone, is there anything missing? No, because without quickly doing it, the Shvatim already cover us on most. So what are we left with without the Shvatim? Ches, Tes, Tzadi, Kuf. Let's get it totally covered. Achlama, Pitida, Varekes, and is there a Tzadi in the stones? No. That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is one second. Inachanami said the names of the Shvatim and the names of the stones, but we're missing a Tzadi. And for the Gemara, it said Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Zokte Chasam Sofer, but when the Gemara answered Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov are our stones. It doesn't have to say the names of the stones anymore. Avonim Tiyas Vois B'nei Yisrael means the Avos. The Avos are like our Avonim. They're rock solid for us. So it said the names of the Avos and the Shvatim, and that ground covers us with Yitzchak. Frek the Gemara, now I have a Kasha, where's the test? Until now I knew where the test was. Where was the test? Pitada. But now that we took off the stones and put on the Shvatim and we covered with Yitzchak, the only thing left of this test. And it said, Shiftei Yishurun. My son, when he was about 8 years old, had a different teretz. He said, maybe originally it said the names of the Shvatim, but then on the bottom, on each stone, it said, Esrim Ve'echad Karat. Esrim Ve'echad, that's 21 carat, like top high-end. Esrim Ve'echad Karat has a kuf and a ches, and a test. The only thing it's missing is the tzadi. So where's the tzadi? And then you do the cheshman again, but that would be interesting pshat. Okay, now, there's a machlokes rishonim, though. The Gemara says that only in the first Beis HaMikdash did they have the Urim, the Tumim, and all that. Not in the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Gemara brings in Yuma that there were 5 things that were missing in the second Beis HaMikdash. But it's hard to read the Gemara there. The Gemara says, Aroin, Kapoires, Kruvim. How many did I say so far?
Three?
Okay. Four. If you have it your way, fine. Aroin, Kapoires, Kruvim, Eish, Shechina, Ruach, HaKadosh, and Urim V'Tumim. I'll try that again. That's what the Gemara says. There were 5 things missing in the Beis HaMikdash, in the second Beis HaMikdash. Aroin, Kapoires, Kruvim. Some say that's all one. Aroin, Kapoires, Kruvim is one. Eish, that came down from Shemayim, is the second one. Shechina, Ruach, HaKadosh, and then Urim V'Tumim. Many don't like that, but then what's Ruach, HaKadosh, and Urim V'Tumim? So some say Urim V'Tumim is a special cloth that was hidden inside the Choshen, on behind the stones, and that cloth is called with Hashem's name on it, some special name, and that was called Urim Betumim, and that was missing. In the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have that cloth. And as I bring the Sam Rishonim, the Ramba brings, and the Ravid says, Kepela, then it's Mechusser Begodim. The cloth is part of the Choshen. It's not the Choshen, it's Mechusser Begodim. So Avada, there was the cloth. Just the Ruach HaKodesh of Urim Betumim didn't work. it didn't light up. But Rabbi Yosef, Ruach HaKadosh and Ruach HaTumim is one. So please help me out. If Ruach HaKadosh and Ruach HaTumim is one, so let's go back and do this again. Okay, if Ruach HaKadosh and Ruach HaTumim is separate, then it's Aron Kaparis Kruvim is one. Eish, Shechina. No, I'm sorry. If Ruach HaKadosh and Ruach HaTumim are separate, then what you do is Aron Kaparis Kruvim is one. Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKadosh, and Aron HaTumim. But if Ruach HaKadosh Urim was one big thing, because there was the cloth, it was just missing. The Urim V'Tumim was missing. It's Kaychis. So then you have to split it up. But I saw interesting Machlekes. Is it Arayin is one, and Kapiris Kruvim is the other one? Because the Kapiris were attached to the Kruvim. I mean, they were carved out from the Kapiris. And other people probably mistakenly say Arayin Kapiris as a bear. Not mistakenly, I don't know. I'm giving two options. Either Arayin Kapiris is like a bear, and then separately Kruvim is a separate Metzis. Of course, in the second base mix, we had none of that. We had the Evan Arsia. But it looks like it's Machlekes Rambam and Raivan, and also Machlekes Rashi Taisov there in Yuma. Whether, when we want to talk about the Urim V'Tumah and the cloth, what do we want to say was missing? Actually, the Gilyon HaShas over there brings a Medrash that says a different list of five things. Aroin Minoira, interesting. Eish, Ruach HaKadosh, and Kruvim. So that's a different way of cheshbening out what the five things that were missing in the second base Hamikdash. The second Beis Hamikdash was missing. The second Beis Hamikdash was missing five things, but it lasted 10 years. 10 years. 10 years more. At the end of the parsha, you have the Mizbeach HaKetoros, which is very interesting. In last week's parsha, we actually went through most of the Klei HaMishkan. We went through the Arayin, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and then the Mizbeach HaChitzon is mentioned. Although the Mizbeach HaChitzon was already mentioned. Do you remember? In Parshas Yisro? And that's why in Parshas Truma it says, V'asisa, like, V'es ha-mizbeach. Like, the mizbeach. We know about the mizbeach already. It was mentioned in Yisro. But we don't do anything with the mizbeach keteris. We go through the entire Big Tikkun and the Karbonis and the Shivas alone, all the way at the end of the Parshas, Tetzaveh. Mizbeach keteris stands alone. I don't know why mizbeach keteris stands alone, although it's something very unique. First of all, we know the Klei HaMishkan are connected, the parts of, and the different oifanim of chushim. The menorah is sight, the eyes. Shulchan is taste, the mouth. Orin is shmia. Interesting. The mizbeach hachitzon is mishush, is feeling it, right? It's koilet. The mizbeach, you get it? It's koilet. Okay, no. The mizbeach is koilet things, and the mizbeach hakatoris is keneged reyach. But the reyach is the highest level. Be'etzim, it's the only chush that even Adam Arishin in Eitz Hadas wasn't pagan. And Chodesh Adar is connected Reyach, odor. And something very interesting, that the Mizbeach HaKetoros has such a powerful, unique koyach, and it's mentioned separately and it has its own thing. And for those that didn't skip Ksubas Yudam Beis, there's a Gemara that darshan's Mizbeach Machaper Mezin. Go figure out which Mizbeach that's talking about. I have a lot of tumult about it. If it's talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzon, I don't know what the Oiz V'Hadar woman signed, which possible, but it's interesting to check what that Gemara is referring to. I have a lot of Rais Lakana Lakana for now. But something very interesting about the Mizbeach HaKetoros and its uniqueness, first of all, it was a Davar Shalim. All the other Kalim had half, like 1.5, 2.5. Aron, everything was half. Shulchan was some things were half, some things were all. Mizbeach is Kulei Shleim, it's 1 by 1 by 2. No halves. In the Beis HaMikdash from Shleim HaMelech, in the Beis HaMikdash from Shlomo HaMelech, there were 10 menorahs. And there were 10 shulchanos. And there were huge kruvim. Meaning he went into turbo on the Klei HaMishkan. He didn't do anything about the Mizbeach HaKetoros. It stayed exactly what it was. That's Omer Darshani. Obviously.